paragraph Yud. Vese sheyotzo hamalach neged Bilam arosho v'charboi shlufa biyodoi. And this is also why in the encounter of Bilam, when Bilam was coming to curse the Jews, and the malach came up to block him, the malach was standing there with his sword out in his hand. Ki heroloi, the angel was showing Bilam, sheyisroel yesh lehem gam koyach acherev shebismoel. The Jewish people also have the power of the sword, that left hand. Ki hasmoel nichlal biyamin. Because when a person's right is perfect, the right includes the left. The left is automatically included in the right. V'alkein omar loim. And that's why the angel said to Bilam, Ato roitze lahachluf umanuscho? You're a guy, you're a shegetz, your power is the sword. You're coming to attack the Jews with your mouth? You want to make speeches? You want to sell hocus pocus? And that's how you want to destroy the Jews? You're coming to attack the Jews with their power, with the power of the mouth? Because the Jews have both powers, the right and the left. And that's why all the people that were with Bilam started laughing. Kisha Omar, when they heard him say, Lu yesh cherev biyodi, when he said to his donkey, if I had a sword in my hand, I'd kill you right on the spot. They all started laughing. Va'omru, they said to Bilam, Balak's agents said to Bilam, Ato hoylech lakor umo shlema bepicha. Bilam the great, Bilam the giant, you're on a mission now. You're coming to destroy, to wipe out the entire Jewish nation with your mouth. Hainu shesochaku mimenu, meaning they were laughing at him. V'amru, they said, Haloi imhoyu labolok koyach neged Yisrael becherev. If Balak would think that he could do battle against the Jews with a sword, bevatai loy hoyo sholeach achrecho ahedit, he wouldn't have sent for a bum like you. He wouldn't have sent us to get you, Bilam. You ain't no strong man. You ain't no Tarzan. You ain't no great Hercules or anything. The only reason, kiyeshloi chayel harbe achuzei cherev, Balak has an army. He has no problem with an army and weapons and all of that stuff. Ach kvaro Balak, however, Balak has already seen and witnessed the haven, and he understood very well, shekeneged Moshe v'Yoshua, Ein koyach l'shum uma v'loshein, that to stand up against Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua, not a single nation in the world was able to do that. Kashero b'melchemes Sichon v'Og, as they saw when the nations of Sichon and Og, the most powerful, powerful armies in the world, went up against Moshe Rabbeinu and nothing. They were silly putty, nothing. Therefore, Balak understood that the only chance he has is to go against the Jewish people to bring somebody whose power is in his mouth. Meaning somebody whose whole strength comes from his mouth, to speak against the tzaddik. But now that you've proven, you've shown that you can't even talk to your donkey, that you, because you've taken your dibur and you've put it all the way down into the lowest, lowest toilet, into the lowest tomb imaginable, you can't even talk to your donkey. You're telling the donkey, if I had a sword, I would show you who's boss. Machmashiyesh koyach lemoishe, lahaloi sadibur afilu mehoosoin. Shehem shachtoi silashom, because Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik emes, has shown you that he has the power to bring the dibur out of the donkey. You brought your dibur, you took your strength and injected it into the donkey. Moshe Rabbeinu showed you that he has the power to take it out of there and elevate it and make the donkey into a Rosh Yeshiva that's giving you a shir. The donkey's teaching you Torah. Ad she'ata mevakesh cherev negdo, to the point where you're looking for a sword to hit the donkey with. Eich tuchal neged Yisrael. How in the world are you going to be able to go up against the Jewish people? Shekoicham godoil b'shnei habechinos, who have tremendous power in both areas, in the mouth and in the sword.